It's the third year that Vermonters are growing industrial hemp since the legislature legalized it in 2013. John Kalish reports on this year's hemp crop.
More than 80 Vermonters registered with the Agency of Agriculture to grow hemp in 2017, more than four times the number of people who signed up last year. John Williamson is not among them. His farm in North Bennington specializes in seed oil crops. And when Williamson grew hemp last year, people stole significant amounts, thinking it was marijuana. Three New York men were arrested last fall with hemp in their car near Williamson's farm and are facing felony grand larceny charges. Green Mountain CBD has another 5 acres of hemp in the ground at its farm in Hardwick. The company has tripled its acreage this year by leasing land in Hyde Park belonging to High Mowing Seeds, and it's expanding its facilities in Hardwick. A new drying facility is going up because the one erected last year has been converted into a manufacturing center. There's $100,000 worth of stainless steel equipment inside, including a 70-gallon double boiler, refrigerators, and a robot that shoots 20 milligrams of CBD oil into capsules.
This allows us to put a very metered dose of CBD in each capsule.
The compound CBD, or cannabidiol, is reputed to have medical value, including the reduction of inflammation and prevention of seizures in epileptics. CEO Alejandro Burgad explains the company's CBD oil consists of ground-up hemp flowers, leaves, and stems mixed with coconut oil. Hemp seeds are not used because of their low CBD content.
These are all just boxes of pills waiting to go through that counter over there, put into bottles.
Burgad places a plastic bottle that holds 90 capsules under a spout in the machine and dumps a box of pills into the counter. By producing and packaging its capsules in Hardwick, the company has created a few well-paying manufacturing jobs in Vermont. It plans to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in new equipment in the coming months. The annual CBD market is expected to grow to more than $2 billion by the year 2020, though that projection includes CBD products made from marijuana as well as hemp. The Hardwick Farm CBD capsules sell for about a buck a piece, considerably less than the Colorado-based leaders of the CBD industry.
There's other farms that are growing it well, but the challenge is to process it, market it, determining a brand for your products and getting that out to the people.
Jacob Goldstein is co-founder of Green Mountain CBD.
It's expensive, it's challenging, and it takes a different skill set than just the agricultural side.
Green Mountain CBD expects revenue of $2 million this year. Its capsules are currently in 100 stores and pharmacies around the country, but the majority of its sales are online. One of its customers is State Senator John S. Rogers of Glover, who has a dozen hemp plants of his own growing this year. He's hoping to produce enough seed for a more ambitious planting next year. Hemp farming seems to be on the rise in Vermont. A hemp fest is scheduled to take place in Burke September 9th. Participants will include the Waterbury-based Phytoscience Institute, which does cannabis research and testing, and UVM agronomist Heather Darby, who planted another acre of hemp at UVM's research farm in Aalborg. Darby says last year's inaugural hemp harvest was successful and that she learned a major lesson. Don't wait too long to harvest your hemp. The research farm's combine broke down after the harvest began, and by the time it was back in commission, bringing in the remaining hemp was a challenge. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.